listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So very glad to have you with us, and we've got a lot of breaking news to get to today, plus a little bit of parenting advice and hopefully some things that will encourage you. We're also going to look at the Marxist influence of the BLM organizations. It's all coming up in just 1 hour right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot to get to, friends. Thank you for being here. And it is a new day. I think there were some people that were disappointed last night. I think those 34% of Californians that had hoped against hope that maybe, just maybe, their state could be helped by a rational African-American man who's been a success in the private sector, and he's been a success in the media sector, and he's been a success in the law sector. And he's done all these things, and he was speaking common sense to the people of California, which next to New York and New Jersey may be tied with the top three in terms of the most corrupt, out of control, dysfunctional state in the country. Yeah, we give them a run for their money. But the difference here is, in at least in New York, you've got enough everyday Democrats that still really value the importance of police and law enforcement. I think that New York's not quite as nuts as California. It's just by shades of gray, but it's not. They're just slightly better. But last night, when the voters of California decided to go and vote to keep Gavin Newsom as their governor, the beautiful geography and landscape that is California effectively became a breeding ground for a cancer that I think has the potential to kill the rest of America on multiple levels. They're refusing to halt the chaos that is the illegal immigration that's coming across their border. If even the federal government wanted to say, no, you gotta do a better job of vetting these people, what they would say, forget you, we're going to do what we want to do. Everybody in, we're not checking anybody. That's the way California does it. Just, well, if you're on the border and you want to come across, come on in. We're not gonna punish you. We're not gonna ask who you are. We're not gonna check out and see if you have any ties to terrorism or anything else like that. And that leads me to my next point. California, on Gavin Newsom's watch, a little more than a year ago, decided to withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. This was after two of their cities, San Francisco and Los Angeles, had. You may forget this. Los Angeles had been targeted after 9/11 for a potential terror attack. We thwarted one at LAX, but they had been targeted for one. But no. We're not gonna participate with the feds, because we're not gonna profile people, and we're not gonna ask people why they're here, what they're doing. We're not gonna do any of that, because we're better than that. We're insane. We're kind of dumb. We think we know more than what our evil counterparts are up to, but that's what we're going to do. We're just going to trust them and let them in. That's the end of the day for us. And that's what they did. They, in doing so, by the way, I want you to see what the power of those two decisions does. So you're letting anybody in that wants to come in, and you're actively not working. In fact, you're actively working against the idea that you're going to monitor your citizens for terrorism chatter, activity, anything that looks suspicious along those lines. You're going to ignore it. You're going to go out of your way to say, I don't see it. Now you have someone, and we know that we stop somewhere between a dozen and 50 people on the southern border just about every month that have Middle Eastern ties. You now get people coming through that southern border that have ties to terrorism. Maybe they're you know, operating back and forth with Afghanistan now that it's a safe haven for ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda. And Hamas has, I think, set up an operation there. So you've got all these groups that are now setting up their camps, and they're going to start training individuals and all the rest of this. And you've got a southern border on one state that is not operating in the interest of the rest of the country they are a part of. And they're letting everybody in across the border, and they're actively saying, we're not going to check for terrorism, and we're going to let people go to our airports and get on airplanes that can go to anywhere else in the homeland. This is why Gavin Newsom is not just California's problem, because Gavin Newsom is leading a state that has become a cancer with the capability of taking out the rest of America. It's a malignant, belligerent, terrorist training ground is what California has become. And the people that are in charge have said, so what? We're going to do what we want to do. And they had a chance. People put as much common sense in front of them as you can. I don't know anybody that would be a better spokesperson for saying, let's think about this, not from a Republican and Democrat standpoint, but just from a basic common sense standpoint, than Larry Elder. The man who grew up in South Central, who knows the racism issue inside and out, has experienced racial discrimination himself, was raised by a father who gave him immense character and said, you're not going to be victim to this. You're going to overcome this. Larry Elder is exactly the kind of guy that California needed to latch onto and say, we need to go in a different direction. But when 7 out of 10 people in your state say, you know what? We know that we've got illegals overrunning our border. We know that we don't know who they are. We know that we're not monitoring terrorists. We know that we're pushing CRT and BLM in the classroom. We know that we're brainwashing our kids. We know that Gavin Newsom sits at the feet of Fauci and just swallows everything that he gives him and just says, you know, we're just going to play our role in the great and progressive Marxist takeover of America. And they're all okay with it. Then I don't have much sympathy for him anymore. They know that their environmental policies are killing their own businesses. Why do you think so many businesses have left? And maybe that's why they lost. Maybe all the good people have left California. Maybe all the companies that didn't want to be hyper-taxed because of environmental claims that are pushed by left-wing geeks that don't know anything about actual conservation and environmental health and the rest of it. They just want to ruin big companies. Maybe all the good people have left or are leaving, and there weren't enough good people to save it anymore. Maybe that's what's happened. But friends, it is a microcosm of what is to come everywhere else in America where you let this crazy, nutty, progressive Marxist takeover occur. So hear me clearly, New Jersey, you've got a governor's race coming up this November. You've got a good man, Jack Cittarelli, lifetime business owner, resident of, college student at the schools in New Jersey. He's lived his whole life in New Jersey. He has proudly said, I want to be a servant of New Jersey. I've invested my entire life here. And you know who you have running against him? The entrenched Phil Murphy, who is a carbon copy, though a less original version of Gavin Newsom. Much more boring, much more less attractive in human interaction. He's horrible with people. Newsom's at least, you know, got a degree of swagger about him, and you know, he thinks he can, you know, dominate a conversation and hold your attention. Phil Murphy couldn't hold the attention of drying paint. But this is what you have, New Jersey, and you have the opportunity to make a change. You're looking at what California is becoming straight in the eyes, and you're being given a chance this November to say, I'm going to choose something different. Citizens of New York City, you have the exact same choice in your mayoral race. You've got a go-along-to-get-along borough president in Eric Adams, who is pretending to be all tough and law enforcement and all right. When he spent his career as a cop attacking the NYPD, now he wants to be the guy that's, oh, I was the NYPD. And you've got Curtis Sliwa, who's looking you in the eye and saying, hey, I really care about the crime problem, and I'm ready to make our city safe again. And New York, not to be outdone, in 2022, you've got a governor's race in which you have... pick whoever the crazy progressive is that's going to win the Democratic nomination. You got de Blasio. You got Letitia James. You got people that are going to run. Or you've got a guy, Lee Zeldin, who put the uniform on and said, I'm going to protect New York with my commitment to the military, with my service in Congress, and now with my willingness to serve as governor. Friends, you don't have to become the cancer that is California. But you have to make different choices to avoid it. Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Have faith in your future. Know that you're destined for more than a paycheck. You were born to live your purpose. Join a community of believers seeking higher education at Nyack College. Apply or transfer to a degree in business, nursing, social work, ministry, music, and more. 95% of students receive financial aid. So apply now at nyack.edu, Nyack College. Have faith in your future.
The Ask Sister Jean live gospel broadcast is praying for you. Sister Jean invites you to call in your prayers every Sunday from 5 until 6 p.m. at 718-653-7970. Keep prayer on the air with your donations to Sister Jean at 718-653-7970. Is there something you need prayer for? The Bible quotes in Matthew 18:20, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." If you have a prayer request, call Sister Jean at 718-653-7970 and Sister Jean will pray for you.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now it's time for Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. Each Friday, Sabal bringing you delicious, top-quality recipes that you can make right at home. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this exquisite recipe from Sabal Meats. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. This week's recipe is chickpea salami salad. Chickpeas, also known as garbanzos in Spain and Latin American countries, are a member of the pea family. Chickpea mixed with our Jimenita campesino, which is a Hispanic-style luncheon loaf made with beef and pork, makes a delicious combination to enjoy. If you are on the run or want to create a fast and easy meal, enjoy this refreshing and delicious salad with Jimenita campesino salami. Sabal's chickpea salami salad includes 2 cups of cherry tomatoes and chickpeas, 1/2 cups of roasted peppers and red onions, but most importantly, 2 delicious cups of Sabal's large diced Jimenita campesino salami. First, cut up all your vegetables and salami into strips and put them all in a bowl. Then season your mix with 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/4 cup of parsley. Once all your ingredients are in the bowl together, now it's time to mix everything. When ready, serve it chilled or at room temperature for that rich quality taste. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with the quality seal of Sabal Meat Products, more than 1/2 century of tradition and quality. Mouth-watering recipes like the chickpea salami salad are what has established the brand and prestige of Sabal Meats. To see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad, visit WMCA's Facebook page at AM570 The Mission. Don't miss out on this delicious recipe that you can bring right to your front door. One more time, see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad on WMCA's Facebook page at AM570 The Mission. This has been this week's Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 50 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. If there's one word to describe dating in New York City, it's exhausting. Endless swiping on dating apps gets you nowhere. In our fast-paced world, it can be a daunting thing finding that someone special. But fear not, Elite Connections International is there to take the reins and help you find the love of your life. Elite Connections International is the premier dating agency in New York City with 27 years of unparalleled success and an A-plus business rating. Thousands of couples have been matched and are happily married. Meet their professional matchmakers and find the person you've been searching for. Family-owned and operated since 1994, Elite Connections International can connect you with New York's exclusive singles. They can find you someone special that matches your specific preferences and dating needs. Give Elite Connections International a call today, 800-923-4200. That's 800-923-4200, or email them at info@eliteconnections.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Take one modern lady, mix with classic sensibilities and a keen eye on what's news. A fellow at the Independent Women's Forum and a reporter for the Daily Signal, Kelsey Bowler, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're so glad to have you with us, and the news continues to roll on. I know that I just went ballistic in the opening monologue about California and what they're accepting, but friends, it's a cancer that can spill over to other places, and that's why we have to be diligently vigilant to fight it. The aforementioned Kelsey Bowler rejoining us. And Kelsey, the news story that I probably would have opened with a monologue on if I hadn't been so wound up about this concern that I have for the loss of America as we know it, as it continues to kind of play out in the electoral process, is the revelations that came out last night, in which the former president, to his credit, did not say that they were definitively true, but said that if they are, he deserves a very prompt dealing with. And now Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, is on record and saying that if the General Milley rumors turn out to be true that are revealed in a new book, that he should be court-martialed if it was in fact confirmed that he secretly called China and more or less expressed then a promise to notify them if the president of the United States at the time, Donald Trump, was going to perform some sort of military confrontation against the Chinese. And I'm guessing this would most likely apply to the debate over Taiwan. Kelsey, what do you make of this? I mean, these are revelations coming from a book. No one's saying that they have absolutely been proven true. But I think Rand Paul and President Trump's view on this is pretty spot on from my perspective. If he did this, there's no room for him in public service anymore.
A huge story, if true. If General Milley is not held accountable, if these after being investigated, if these allegations are proven true and he is not held accountable, I'm not sure how Americans will have any faith in our military moving forward. It's interesting that after 4 years of coming off the Trump administration, when we were told this administration was a grave threat to our democracy, to our norms, that all of a sudden there's kind of this quiet acceptance that not only acceptance, but perhaps General Milley was doing a good thing by going behind Trump's back and having these conversations with the communist Chinese government. That's just about as problematic as the allegations are themselves. This is a direct insult and a direct threat to any democracy. And certainly, I do hope, again, if these allegations are true, he is held accountable.
No, I there's so much of that I agree with and would just say amen to. But let me just add that when you look at who the implementer has been for Joe Biden to get all these woke ideas implemented into the military apparatus, and I have a brother-in-law who's serving active duty right now, and so I hear about this stuff on the back end as well. It's not just what the White House does and then what the Pentagon announces. It's I understand it from the standpoint of how the fighting men and women are having it implemented. This has been a complete and utter disaster in terms of all the new woke training and the priority of everything else except how to fight and win wars. And I think that that's kind of best illustrated by how they use the military to execute maybe the poorest evacuation we have ever had, maybe since Vietnam, maybe ever in the nation's history from a war zone. And then to realize that this guy, if these assertions are true, that he was on the phone with our enemy telling them that he would tip them off in the event of us taking necessary action for our own national security in an interest with them. Kelsey, I don't know how that isn't treason. I don't understand how that, if proven to be true, isn't the most grave offense a high-ranking military official for our country can possibly commit.
Kevin, how concerning is it that you're seeing so many accept this and actually, you know, quietly back, like, oh, we know you probably weren't supposed to be doing this. We cannot let these things fly.
No.
It doesn't matter who our president is, a Republican or a Democrat. You're absolutely right. This is treason. Milley might not think that China is our enemy. There's a video circulating of him from back in 2015 talking about what a great economic superpower China is, as if two things can't be true at once. They could, you know, be an enemy to the United States and also a great economic superpower. This is where we are. This is the generals. This is exactly why the results happened in Afghanistan. It is all connected.
Yeah, nope, no doubt about it. All right, shifting gears, you've tweeted a lot about masks and the mandates. When you talk about now, and the data started coming out yesterday, they're starting to say, oh, well, we're getting preliminary data now on Pfizer, and it looks like from, you know, 6 months to 11 years, you know, we're going to, and Fauci was even saying before they've looked at the data, which, by the way, the data has not come out yet, so I don't know how they're coming to this conclusion, but he's saying, yeah, we're going to have to vaccine all kids, even under 12. What are your thoughts on this and kind of the way, I mean, you made reference in one tweet that not even all adults are forced to be vaccinated. Why are they going after the kids?
The fact of the matter is every American adult has the opportunity to be vaccinated and to protect themselves from the most severe effects of this virus. So the fact that we are asking 2-year-old children to wear masks on airplanes and at daycares, even outside, is so appalling. It's inhumane. It's pure evil, in my opinion. I want to ask, since when did we become a society that asks our youngest and most vulnerable children to suffer for the nominal protection of adults? I am the mother of a daughter who just turned 2 years old over the weekend. The idea of forcing a mask on her face when I can't even logically explain to her the concept of breathing, how breathing works, that is frightening. And I want to note that, to my knowledge, there's no other country in the world that is asking, asking, but forcing 2-year-olds to mask up.
You are correct. We have got a very weird group of old people in public service at the top of the medical health establishment that are setting these standards, and they're not replicated anywhere else. One last note on this, Kelsey, your Twitter account, very interestingly enough, was flagged by a commenter. The Twitter people had said, you know, this response may have, you know, offensive content in it. I clicked through, and it was just someone saying, I'm sad that more parents aren't shouting from the rooftops on behalf of their kids. There are incredible lessons to be learned in all of this. Please fight for your children. Twitter found that comment to your post as offensive and dangerous and had to put a label over it so people couldn't see it. Man, are we living in tough times. Kelsey, always appreciate your input. Thank you for everything today.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. BLM, is it the new Marxist revolution? That's what Mike Gonzalez says. We'll talk to him about it next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or BrooklynSpineCenter.com.
Honor, tradition, strength, pride. Representing the United States Military Academy, a new class of Black Knights will find out what it's like to wear the black and gold.
Touchdown, Army!
Go, Army!
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights open the season on the road against the Georgia State Panthers on New York's home for Army football. AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because what I was going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. 1-800-936-5496.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And when we are evaluating the stories that we are today, you just heard from Kelsey and you heard me in the monologue. We really are looking at the fundamental kind of remake of America. I was reminded of this last night in California. You could literally go through the entire list of things that Californians have to complain about related to their governor, and the list is long. It's not even short. You could go on for days about the things that governor is failing that state on. Lockdowns, mandates, forced masking, expanded homelessness to every city in the state, the homelessness going everywhere with their public urination and defecation. You've got highest taxes of all time. You've got illegal immigration that is like it's not a drip. It's like a waterfall. You've got capitulation to unions. You've got more crime. You've got CRT and BLM in every school pushing. And basically the erasure of freedoms. And what did they do last night? They endorsed that agenda by a 69% vote. They said, no, that's what we want. So, you know, America's, we're looking at a very different country in the days to come. And that's one of the reasons why Mike Gonzalez wrote the book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution. Mike is a senior analyst for the Heritage Foundation. He's also been a longtime journalist with great outlets, and he's been a speechwriter in the Bush administration. But he's currently the senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Allison Center for Foreign Policy. Mike, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's always a pleasure to have you. We are really fundamentally looking at America in a different way, are we not? Particularly in the aftermath of last night's recall in California.
Kevin, we live in a BLM world. It's the reason I wrote my book, BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, because this is what is being attempted here, as you put it very well. The media, present company, very, very much excluded. The media is not telling the story. Simply put, Black Lives Matter is not a movement. Black Lives Matter, you can say it's a concept to which I subscribe. Black Lives Matter to me. I don't even say that all lives matter, even though obviously, Kevin, all lives matter. But I go out of my way to say Black Lives Matter because Black Americans have suffered uniquely and exceptionally more than any of us. However, the organizations and the leaders of the organizations, the leaders of these organizations are Marxist. They say they're Marxist. They say their goal is to dismantle society. The way we've organized our society, I'm quoting directly, by the way, from Alicia Garza, one of the main leaders and founders of Black Lives Matter's Black Lives Matter's Global Network Foundation. There's two main networks, BLMGNF, Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, and Movement for Black Lives, M4BL. If you Google Black Lives Matter, Google, who knows everything, Google knows everything, right? They take you to BLMGNF. That organization is Marxist, is led by Marxists, for Marxist ends. The media will not tell you, I wrote a book to tell you.
Well, and that's the point. We are systematically deconstructing what is American exceptionalism. We're taking the actual history of America out of the classroom. We're replacing it with this kind of woke version of what people want to say history is. And that's why you're getting top-down tyrannical decisions from Washington on everything from who's going to be allowed to open their businesses under what conditions, down to what they're allowed to put into your body. At the end of the day, Mike, the idea that America is a free and independent country with free and independent self-determinative citizens is going away, because we are slowly succumbing to this, you know, overarching idea that there is nothing of our own. Everybody's is just part of a big pie, and it's really about who can grab what at what time that's gonna determine the outcome.
Let me give you an example of this. Amazon, which is selling my book, and the book is selling very well. It's selling very well despite the fact that Amazon just informed me yesterday that they will not allow our ads for the book to appear because it deals with quote-unquote controversial information. Yeah, no, by controversial information, they mean the words that come out of Patrice Cullors, Alicia Garza, and Paul Tometi's mouth.
Their own quotes.
All I do is quote them. Yeah, their own quotes. So all I'm doing is quoting them. And for that sin, Amazon says, no, you cannot run your ads here. That is how much big tech and government, but I repeat myself, are trying to control our lives and what we say and what we hear.
Well, that's exactly why he wrote the book, BLM, The Making of a Marxist Revolution. It came out on September 7th. Friends, go over to Amazon and get a copy and just show Amazon how wrong they are. Congratulations, by the way. It's number 13 on the government social policy list. It's number 15 in political philosophy, and it's cracked the top 30 in Black and African-American history. So it's obviously resonating with readership over on Amazon, even if they are trying to squash it themselves. Mike Gonzalez, we're going to have you back, but thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was number one in all those categories 4 days ago, and it will be number one again. Thanks,
I believe it.
Listeners.
All right, friends, get over it. It's BLM, The Making of a New Marxist Revolution, and you can get it on Amazon.com right now. Kevin McCullough, got lots to get to yet on today's show. Don't go away.
This is Carol Platt-Lebow for townhall.com. As people across the United States watch the debacle in Afghanistan, there's virtually unanimous agreement on two points. First, no American who wants to come home should be left behind. Second, we must ensure the safety of the Afghans who helped us. But given the frenzied haste with which the Biden administration is flying tens of thousands of Afghans into the country, hard questions are in order. How carefully are these new arrivals being vetted? One man flown into America reportedly works for ISIS. It would be a tragedy if our commitment to the safety of our Afghan friends were exploited by terrorists and enabled by the incompetence of our own government. What we've seen of the Biden administration's ineptitude, or worse, both in Afghanistan and on our southern border, hardly inspires confidence. It's time for some answers on exactly who's coming here. America's security depends on it.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231, Equal Housing Lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer based on loans over $250,000. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
What's better than a mortgage interest rate and APR in the twos? How about a no-closing-cost mortgage loan with an interest rate and APR in the twos? That's right. We have no closing cost loans here at Cash Call Mortgage. We pay the title, escrow, and appraisal fees. So if you're looking to save a little cash on your monthly mortgage payment, call Cash Call Mortgage today. Our quotes are always free. If your mortgage rate APR is not in the twos, Cash Call Mortgage could lower your interest rate and save you some cash. What are you waiting for? With low rates and no closing cost options, now is the time to refinance your mortgage. For a free quote to see if you qualify, go to cashcallmortgage.com or call us today. Call 800-931-6651. That's 800-931-6651. 800-931-6651.
September 11th, 2001, the day the world stood still. You remember exactly where you were when you got the news. You felt vulnerable. The unimaginable happened. Terror struck America at our very heart. It changed us all forever. But though we felt fear, we also felt courage. Our country came together. As one, we arose and decided that we would stand together in the face of great terror and adversity. 9/11 forever changed not only the United States, but also the Middle East. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 is once again a time to reflect. Join us as we remember and honor the past, take a look at the new Middle East, and pray for God's hand to move. Hear from leading experts about the future of this important region, including Joel C. Rosenberg, Ann Graham Lotz, Dr. Mitch Glazer, and frontline workers from 9/11, with music by Marty Goetz and Misha. To register, go to 911theconference.com. Sponsored by Chosen People Ministries and the Alliance for the Peace of Jerusalem.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, and on the Parenting Express, how do you handle COVID stress? That's kind of one of the things that we're going to take a look at today. Shelley Goldberg is back with us. She is, of course, the former parenting reporter for New York One. She's the parenting expert for us here at Kevin McCullough Radio, and we always love having her back with us. Shelley, you know, not just COVID, but everything that the fall season is visiting upon us is getting busier, and now that things are starting to open up more, you know, I myself, the lovely bride, our kids, last week and a half, we had five social engagements on different levels that we had not had in a year and a half. And, you know, it's the stress of get Johnny to this, get little Janie to that, you know, push back in school full time. It's getting a little nutty out there. So we need some ways to de-stress, particularly heading into the fall. What you got for us?
Okay, well, Kevin, you know, you're talking about the social engagement. I keep thinking of the political world. And when I look out there, it's so overwhelming and so stress-inducing. We don't seem to have a lot of control over it, but there are things that we do have control over.
Nice.
And so one of the ways for parents to cope better, to bring down the stress level, and to bring down the stress level with their families and with kids and their grandkids, is to do a lot of simplifying your life. And so I have a whole bunch of ways that I'm going to suggest to your audience that they begin this wonderful homework assignment. Number
All
one,
right.
Pick up the phone and ask your friends, ask your relatives. That means you, Kevin. Ask your friends, how are you simplifying? What are you getting rid of? What are you decluttering about or with? And I guarantee you, you're going to get some answers and some suggestions that you didn't, that you hadn't thought of. So ask your friends. Number two, ask your kids. Sitting around the dinner table, put it out to them, especially if you have kids, you know, 6 years of age and up. Say, how do you think our family could make our daily lives simpler? How can we streamline? What things in our lives do you think we really don't need, we could get rid of or put on the, you know, on the back bench? Again, I guarantee you, you're going to hear things that you hadn't anticipated. Three, remember the five-minute rule. Teach your kids that if they can put something away, or as a grown-up, if you can put something away within 5 minutes, whatever that is, a book, you know, or something that was out on the table that you want to put back in the refrigerator, if it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now. That will simplify your life greatly, right? Next, make self-sufficiency the goal for your family. The more things that you can teach your kids to do for themselves, cooking, the laundry, making their beds, walking the dog, even though you have to invest some time at the beginning, in the end, that will simplify your life greatly. Next, have one calendar for the whole family. Normally, there's one for the kids, and this one goes to soccer practice, and this one is going here, you know, for singing lessons, blah, 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 and tutoring. Try and have one calendar posted in a few different places, you know, a Google calendar or whatever on your phone, but one calendar for the whole family so everybody knows what everybody else is doing. Spring cleaning. Usually it's mom who decides on a weekend, you know, dad's watching TV and mom's going to clean out the closets. Nope. Spring cleaning, fall cleaning has to be a family affair. And it has to be something that you teach your kids to do. Maybe it's every couple of weeks, maybe it's once a week, but you're doing it routinely. Everybody gets together and they go through the toys. They go through the classes. They go through the picture in the living room. And everyone decides, what really does it need to be here right now? What would make everything simpler, visually simpler? Sometimes when you have too many things visually in a child's bedroom or in the living room, it's very distracting and stress-inducing for the whole family. You want to simplify. Wardrobe, simplify. You want to find a color palette. They call it capsule dressing, capsule wardrobe. So you're using basic colors for grown-ups. You're using accessories for middle school kids. But everybody is learning. If you buy your child a pair of sneakers and they love them and they fit well, maybe you buy two pairs so you don't have to go. Well, maybe not for kids because their shoe size is always changing. But certainly for you, Kevin, if you find a pair of shoes that fit well and you're comfortable, buy two so you don't have to go back and buy another pair. And you want to simplify your life by not inducing the stress of having to shop all over again.
Yeah.
Email. Look at your inbox. Get rid of all those things that you don't need. Teach your kids how to do the same. Eyes do not need to be glazed over looking at 5,000 things in their inbox. You also want to have a to-do list before you go to sleep at night. Clean the house before you go to sleep at night and really prepare for the next day. I'd like to ask you, Kevin, what is going on in the McCullough household? How are you simplifying? What do you think might work in your family? But again, simplifying is the way to have control over a very chaotic world.
Yeah, no, and it's getting more chaotic because the schedule, after being a year and a half of nothing, is turning into a day after day of everything all the time. And I'll say some of the things you mentioned there, the lovely bride really did implement. She did a deep dive fall cleaning with the kids, and every one of them were in the room with her when she was, you know, digging the crud out of the corners and reorganizing and helping them put things in color-coded order and all the other kind of stuff in their drawers and in their cubbies and everything else. And, you know, it lasts a certain degree of time, and then you got to redo it again. But she got them involved in the process, and I thought that that was very beneficial for them to kind of have to take ownership of, you know, saying, hey, I see what it looks like clean now. I'm going to have to kind of own up to that. And she's an incessant to-do lister, so she keeps that to-do list up to date on a regular basis. I would say one of the things for us to de-stress a little bit in the fall thus far has been, because the social calendar has been far busier than normal, just a lot of going around and getting to things and doing all the stuff, that we've had to say prioritizing our exercise is a little bit more upon us than it was in kind of the relaxed days of pandemic, where there weren't nearly as many things to go do. And I think that that movement, that exercise, that intentional stressing the body has helped de-stress the mind, at least for me a little bit. And it helps me stay mentally uncluttered so that I can then think through what I've got to do, everything else even better. So those are some things that we've done. And Shelley, thank you for a great list. Always appreciate it. Always appreciate your help.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Sabao Meat Products wants you to enjoy a sandwich with their finest Induveca ham, Campesino sharp cheddar, or Queso Hayo cheese. It's summertime. And what's better than a delicious sandwich filled with Sabao meat while lounging by the pool or after a long day at the beach? There's nothing better than Sabao meat on the grill. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy, with a quality seal of Sabao Meat Products. More than a half a century of tradition and quality making the best Hispanic-styled salamis, such as Induveca and Campesino, the Don Filo line, Pavolami, which is 100% turkey, and many more. That's why if you don't see the logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Now you have a chance to win these luscious flavors and a whole basket full of other amazing products. Just head to am570themission.com and click on the Sabao Meat Contest banner and enter to win. See complete contest rules at am570themission.com. Sabao Meat Products, tradition of quality.
Hey, Pastor Darren Golston here from Hope Outreach Ministries, where everyone is welcome, where we serve the I Am Possible God. We are building people of faith, love, and power. We invite you to come out and worship with us in person. You can find us at 333 13th Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Our doors open at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday. Come and experience heaven on earth, or join us on Facebook Live at 3 p.m. at Hope Outreach Ministries for Everyone. We promise you will never be the same as you experience the presence of Almighty God.
Sadly, in 2020, 24 children died of pediatric vehicular heat stroke, and many of these incidents occurred when parents or caregivers simply forgot the child was in the car. A child's body temperature rises 3 to 5 times faster than an adult's, and leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. If you see a child left unattended and can't locate their parents, call 911. If the child looks unresponsive, do whatever it takes to get him or her out safely, including breaking the window. Your actions may save the life of a child.
Brought to you by NHTSA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, thank you again to Shelley Goldberg and Mike Gonzalez and Kelsey Bowler for joining us today. Appreciate all of their input. And thank you, friend, for coming back every single day. For those of you that gave to our Bibles campaign, thank you. We hit that in record time. And if you still want to help, the phone number 1-800-YES-WORD also still in effect through the end of the month, and you'll be able to help there as well. So please do so if you did not and you intend to. A couple of interesting news notes as we round out today. The Price is Right is celebrating what has just begun as the 50th season, and it has turned into the longest running game show in television history. So I don't know how many of those years Bob Barker was the guy, but I remember Bob Barker, come on down, you know, and then I know Drew, what's his name, took it over for a while. I don't even know who does it now, but congrats to them. I mean, it's one of those few things on TV where, you know, there's no swearing and there's no sex and there's no violence. It's just people, you know, trying to play a game. It's like one of the less harmful things, I think, on television. So congrats to them. And then I just saw this, and I kind of am a little bit shocked by it, but I know I shouldn't be. Vanna White and Pat Sajak have just signed on through the 2024 seasons of their game show. And the Wheel of Fortune. And when you think about the fact that, you know, they're both not nearly the spring chickens they were when they got that gig. That is really something in and of itself as well. So congrats to Pat Sajak and Vanna White. I've interviewed Sajak a number of years ago, long time ago, when he had a book out. But they seem like really decent people, and I'm happy to see them have some success for a little while longer. I want to make this plea to you. Those of you that listen to this broadcast may miss my evening show on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York City, called Radio Night Live. Now, I also do a weekend show named Radio Night Live that goes all across the country. Radio Night Live, Monday through Friday, is just in New York so far. But we are doing a live version of that coming up Friday afternoon at the Hunt and Fish Restaurant here in Midtown Manhattan. Now, if you want to come, you can join us between 5 and 8 there at the Hunt and Fish on West 44th Street between 6th and Broadway. And we will be there. Christine Nicholas, who was the mayor's liaison to Broadway when 9/11 occurred, and she was kind of tasked with the job from the mayor to get Broadway back open. We're very excited to also be joined by two-time Tony winner Brian Stokes Mitchell, who you may know sang the song Quest from his balcony, serenading the essential workers as they would leave the hospitals at the end of their shift during the pandemic. Anyway, Hunt and Fish Club, it's a great place to grab dinner this coming Friday night. They do have a couple of tables left. There are several dozen reservations so far, but they have a couple open. If you'd like to join us, 347-625-1220. There's no cover charge for the broadcast. You just come and have dinner there, and you can join us. 347-625-1220, 347-625-1220, and hopefully we can see you then. Kevin McCullough, wishing you well. We'll see you on the Thursday edition.